Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
Well, I'm John Alban Wilkins. I'm known as John Alban in IRC and also on Drupal.org. Yeah, I've been doing a bunch of Zen stuff recently, but one of the things that's got me really excited is Drupal 7 core themes. I'm actually giving a presentation here in a little while, about 45 minutes, I think. And, you know, Drupal 6 has got a bunch of themes in there that are they're basically crap. And we want to have some very beautiful themes to show off what Drupal can do, because I work for Palantir and we've done some fantastically amazing themes for some universities, and they don't look anything like Drupal themes. They're just really great. We have, you know, designers who have designed these, and we've implemented them using Drupal 6's theming layer, and it's really exciting, and it's just a shame that we don't have beautiful themes right out of the box in D6's download. So we want to fix that for Drupal 7. I'm presenting a project plan of what we're going through that. And since you guys aren't here to actually see the presentation, we're trying to get people involved in fixing Drupal's default HTML and CSS. And we need people to help with that. If you actually go to Drupal.org and search for community initiatives, you'll find the community initiatives page. And there's a link there for the theming community initiatives. There'll be a whole bunch of listed issue queues. You can go in there and help out with actually, you know, we finished off the page TPL. We're working on Node TPL right now. We've got a whole bunch of stuff that we got to work on to make the default HTML just beautiful and ready to go for like CSS only themes. And that's part of the plan. You know, that's like the first step. And then we're trying to get the design community involved. And we need to do some outreach and talk to actual designers who haven't been Drupal themers. And we want to bring them into our community and show them how Drupal can really great platform for designing great and beautiful themes. And so if you know designers, we want to talk to you. You know, if you are designers, obviously we want to talk to you. So one of the other things that I'm doing here is on Saturday running a BOF track, design usability track. We had so many design and usability sessions that were proposed, and only, you know, a handful got picked because of that. But we've got these BOF rooms where birds of a feather people are hanging out and talking about different things, and you know, Friday we're going to present a lot of the sessions that didn't get picked, and they're going to just be, you know, completely rocking and great, and I'm really looking forward. One of the primary reasons why I decided to organize that was there was a bunch of sessions that didn't get picked that I wanted to see. So I talked to them and said, hey, what if we all get together and present them anyway? And so, yeah, it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it.
And so talk a little bit about the Stark theme that's new. It seems like you want to strip out a lot of the extraneous stuff and just give you more of a flat baseline to work from.
Yeah. The Stark theme, 8 billion things going on. Yeah, Stark theme is great. We just got that committed to Drupal 7. It's basically a completely stripped down theme with just the barest of anything in there. It's got a .info file, and it is a layout.css file. That's the only thing. It basically exposes Drupal's underlying HTML and CSS. Garland has a lot of stuff on it, but it covers up some of those things, so you can't really see what's going on sort of deep in core. And Stark basically exposes all of that stuff. There's a nice little metaphor for that. I think that's why Jeff Eaton picked the name. And it's great because you go and install it, you see what Drupal's default markup is. We're using it, you know, a lot of the issue queues, because you just, you know, enable the Stark theme, and then you can see much easier some of the things that we're working on. Also, I've backported that to Drupal 6 to do the same thing for Drupal 6. You can go to, you know, drupal.org/project/Stark and download that and start taking a look at the default stuff. And it's a very handy tool, and it's possible that we might build upon that for Drupal 7 and add some other things to it. We're still trying to figure out the plan, really, for everything. And yeah, it should be an interesting place to watch.
So it seems like the Stark is a way to say that some things are covered up from some themes, but it's just to expose all the stuff that's wrong in Drupal core and theming.
Well, I mean, that's the way we're using it right now, as a tool to expose, you know, what's wrong. But hopefully we'll fix everything that's wrong about Drupal 7, you know, in the next couple of months here. Code Freeze is going to be September 1, and we've got plenty of time to work on this stuff. And my goal is that when Drupal 7 is actually released, then Stark will be a way to expose the beauty of Drupal's default markup instead of the, you know, hideous imperfections.
Great. Well, thanks, John.
Thanks, Kent.